USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A second day of meetings underway at the NATO summit in Brussels, where yesterday President Trump was tough on other NATO nations, urging them to pay more towards their protection from Russia, saying they only pay a fraction of their cost. The president meeting on the sidelines of the summit yesterday with Germany's Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron, after which President Trump told reporters,
"We're discussing trade, we're discussing NATO, we're discussing a lot of different things, and hopefully in the end it'll all work out."
Later today, when the summit ends, President Trump then heads to Great Britain. FBI agent Peter Strzok heads to Capitol Hill today for a House hearing. He's under scrutiny for anti-Trump text messages that he sent while he was working for the Hillary Clinton email investigation in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Papa John's founder, John Schnatter, has now resigned as the company's chairman of the board. USA Radio's Wendy King explains.
You always get a great deal more with Papa John's.
The pizza chain came under controversy after Schnatter reportedly used the N-word during a media training exercise. According to a report in Forbes magazine, Schnatter not only used the N-word in a conference call with a marketing agency, but also reflected on his days growing up in Indiana, where African Americans were dragged behind trucks to their death. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Adult film star Stormy Daniels reportedly under arrest for letting a customer touch her during a routine at a Columbus, Ohio strip club last night. Her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, reporting the arrest on Twitter, calling it desperate and politically motivated. Daniels still claims she had an affair with President Trump back in 2006. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A federal judge is ordering former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort transferred to a different jail than he's been in. Manafort's legal team citing safety concerns when they did ask the judge to allow their client to remain at the Northern Neck Regional Jail in Warsaw, Virginia, but prosecutors say Manafort is living in relative luxury there. Court filings do reveal Manafort has a private room, complete with a bathroom and shower, his own phone and laptop, and doesn't have to wear a uniform when he's locked up. In monitored prison phone calls, Manafort's been heard saying that he's being treated like a VIP while he's being incarcerated. Acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says the mission of the EPA is unchanged. Talking to EPA staffers, Wheeler said President Trump did ask him to clean up the air, clean up the water, and clean up unnecessary regulations. Wheeler replacing EPA Chief Scott Pruitt, who resigned after a growing controversy over alleged ethical lapses. And it'll be France and Croatia in the World Cup final on Sunday, Croatia defeating England 2-1 in Wednesday's semifinal in Moscow. The last goal happening in the 109th minute. It'll be Croatia's first World Cup final. It's going to take place at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.